It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, back to talk sports with you for another week. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, AAARoofingCompany.com, and also the Elam Group. ElamUSA.com. Well, we're getting ready for week 9 now in the NFL season. The first place Colts go to Pittsburgh this week, which is always an interesting game. It doesn't really matter what happens with Pittsburgh or how good they look or how bad they look. It always seems to be a tough matchup for your Indianapolis Colts. The Texans, that's the news in the AFC South. Looks like J.J. Watt is now out for the season. He has a torn pec muscle. The Patriots are still undefeated. Bill Belichick got his 300th win on Sunday, and the 49ers are still undefeated. And how about the Saints? Funny thing, the other day, I have a nephew who he was in religious education class, and they were sitting there in religious education, and they were talking about the Saints, and they were saying, okay, who's your favorite saint? And somebody said, well, St. Michael. And another one said, oh, it's got to be St. Joseph. And then they came to my nephew, and they said, who's your favorite saint? He thought about it, and he goes, it's got to be Drew Brees. We got to work on young Liam just a little bit. And it's now my pleasure to welcome an old friend, Ryan Deem, former Indianapolis Colts Super Bowl champion, to Catholic Sports Weekly. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Will. Thanks for having me.
How about your Colts? Did you ever think that this bunch, when the day that Andrew Luck said he's not going to play football anymore, would be sitting there at this stage in the year, first place in the AFC South?
That's unbelievable, man. It's great. I'm just really thrilled, and it's been so much fun to watch Jacoby really kind of take over and really have this become his offense now. And it's been just a ton of fun to watch. I mean, really, quite honestly, the past 2 years since Coach Wright got in, this whole offense has changed. It's dynamic. It's fun. It's quick. And quite honestly, watching it from the sidelines, I'm jealous because It's kind of a lineman's dream the way they play this offense. It moves quickly. Ball comes out fast, fun running plays, great design, and a great scheme overall. So it's been a riot the past 2 years, quite honestly.
Yeah, it is. Talking with Ryan Deem, former offensive lineman for your Indianapolis Colts. And, yeah, you were talking about that offensive line. What do you think of Quentin Nelson? What makes that guy tick?
He likes to hit.
Yeah.
Flat out. I mean, that's the bottom line. The guy likes the noise.
Yeah.
You know, the whole offensive line has been playing real well. I think if you look at this season, man, I don't think any of them have missed a snap.
No.
And I'll say this every single time, every single year, we had it and they've got it now. You got to have continuity. You got to have guys healthy and in there and playing together, and they're getting that now. And it's been a long time since they've had that. So it's showing. It's paying off. They're playing well. You know, let up a couple sacks, but I think they're on pace still to be at the top of the league. And that's you know, credit to those guys, credit to the coaching. And the scheme as well. I mean, the scheme is plays very well into that hand, but it's really the guys on the field that got to go execute, and they're doing a really good job across the board. I'm impressed. I think Costanzo's having one of his best years. Quinn's obviously, the special player. Ryan Kelly staying healthy, looking good out there. Glowinski's holding his own at right guard, and my favorite. I'm a little bit partial, but that right tackle position, I think Braden Smith has been playing really well since he stepped into that role last year.
Well, you look at this offensive line. I mean, it's really the best offensive line since you guys played. When you were out there with Tarik Glenn and Jeff Saturday and other guys like Rick DeMulling, I think of, and Lilja.
Sure.
It kind of looks a little bit like that group, but it's different, isn't it? It's a different kind of offensive line. Do you agree?
They're across the board a little bit bigger than we were. They're a little bit more of maulers, but it's, man, I'll tell you what, it's paying off. They got a pretty balanced attack. Marlon Mack is finding those creases and exploiting the defense, so it doesn't happen without the big fellas up front opening up some holes.
Yeah, and you mentioned Coach Reich. This show, Catholic Sports Weekly, we talk a lot of faith and leadership, and that really is what makes Frank Reich tick. And it goes up to Chris Ballard, the general manager. And
that kind of
background and that kind of character is what you're seeing come to the front, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's it all starts at the top, and all of that trickles down, and that comes into the locker room, and those guys start to own it and take it over, and you can see it happening. I don't know who is the vocal leader, but you sure do have a lot of guys on the field showing it, giving it their all, and that's just contagious. So to have those gentlemen in leadership with Ballard and Reich, I think they make a great team together. Mm-hmm. I think they're setting the tone the right way. It feels familiar, you know. It feels like the leadership we had with Coach Dungy. So yeah. I think they've got the right people in place, and it's definitely carrying over to the field.
Ryan Deem, former Colt, still a Colt, always a Colt, Colt alumni, is our guest this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. One other football question before we get into what we want to talk about, strikeout for cancer. But how you feeling about Adam Vinatieri now, huh? Love him, don't you? He's the greatest of all time still. And I love the way he kicked that game winner Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, you can't have any animosity towards a guy who's been doing this that long and that well. And, you know, I know he missed a couple that you may consider chip shots, but he drains a 55-yarder, and then he comes back for the game winner after missing a couple. That's special right there. Yeah. I mean, you don't see many guys do that. Guys get rattled missing an extra point. They wouldn't be able to go kick a game winner. Yeah. So
I still want him on my team, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. All day.
Let's talk about the third annual Strikeout for Cancer. It's your wife, Julie, and you put this together or helped really kind of promote it. It's going to be held January 25th at Woodland Bowl in Carmel. I think they call it Carmel, or is that Indianapolis, right there at 96th Street. Is it Carmel? Okay, third annual Strikeout for Cancer. What's that all about?
Yeah, I tell you what, this has been a really, really fun event. We've been doing golf outings for years and years and years and decided to kind of shift gears a little bit. And 2 years ago, almost three now, started a bowling event called Strikeout Cancer. It benefits pediatric cancer research right here in our backyard at Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. And it's just a great time. We rent out Woodland Bowl, the entire place, 70 lanes. We fill it up. We got 450 people there, and it's just a riot. You know, we've got open bar. We've got food. We got a good time. We got raffles. We've got prizes. And it's just a lot of fun. The one thing about the golf outings that I always felt was missing was just kind of that camaraderie and that kind of fun party atmosphere. And this is it. We found a way to raise money and have a great time, you know, all for a really, really, really important cause. And it's a ton of fun. So, yeah, January 25th to Saturday night. Mark it on your calendars right now. All the information is at strikeoutcancerindy.com.
So strikeoutcancerindy.com. Now, is there still room for people to register and get a lane and get involved? Or, of course, you're still looking for sponsors always, right?
Always. Yeah, last year we sold out. But, you know, that said, it's still 3 months away. So we've got some time. We've got some openings. Would love to have corporate sponsorships. Those are the ones that really drive the fundraising, you know, in addition to the things we do that night. But any partnerships that we can form and create to help out this great cause, this very underfunded, worthy cause of pediatric cancer research, we would welcome that. And, hey, if you just want to come out and bowl and have fun, you can do that too. You can buy a lane, put together a couple friends, and you can have up to six people on a lane, and it's about $100 a person if you want to do it that way. Mm-hmm. So all the information and registration is up on our website. Like I said, strikeoutcancerindy.com. You can reach out to us through there if you have questions, and we'd be happy to form some partnerships to really, really help this cause.
The pediatric cancer, how did that catch a nerve with you and Julie? Is it because it's sort of underfunded and not talked about very much? Is that why you guys have grabbed onto this?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's kind of one of those things that no one wants to talk about because it's just an awful deal. It's not fun. You know, there are a lot of kids that are affected long term, whether or not they survive the illness or not. They will be affected in some way from the side effects from the treatments, because these treatments are not designed for children. The medicines that they have to use are made for adults, not young children. And so there are these awful side effects such as hearing loss, vision loss, stunted growth, you know, delayed development, all sorts of things that you just never wish on a child. And it's because the funding just isn't there to find child-friendly medications and to research these and figure it out. And, you know, I unfortunately, it's kind of the way big pharma is, but we want to change that. Yeah. You know, we want to create the opportunity for these kids to live normal lives.
This event your goal is to raise, I guess, as much as you can, but is there kind of a target area?
Last year, as a net, a check we handed over to St. Vincent Foundation, Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. Last year, we raised $107,000.
Wow.
After all expenses. And this year, we're trying to bump that up a little bit. We'd love to get $115,000, maybe $120,000. And I think it's doable. We've got, with the right people in the room that are willing to dig into those pockets, I know we can do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your leadership on this, you and Julie both. And StrikeOutCancerIndy.com is where people can go to get involved, right?
Absolutely.
All right. That's Ryan Dean, Colt legend. I like that better than Colt, former Colt, don't you? How about just Colt legend?
We'll go with that.
That's Ryan Dean, StrikeOutCancerIndy.com. We're back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. It's my pleasure to welcome an old friend, Brian Clark. What's the best way to describe you, Coach Clark? Is it just strength and conditioning guru? Is that, like, remember Bill Polian used to say guru? That's how he always said guru.
Well, it sounds like my 12-month-old daughter calls me right now about guru. But, right now I'm just... I'm a husband and a dad first, and I've been in strength conditioning for 20 years and athletic performance, and spent about 20 years in the high school sector, and excited for kind of this next move into the private sector to continue with my passions of helping people out.
Yeah, so. I know a lot of people in the Noblesville area definitely know you, and really statewide, just helping teams and young athletes, men and women, reach their potential, and that's really what it's about with you, isn't it? Is trying to help them get to where they need to go.
Absolutely. When I first started in this industry or this, in education, and I was a head baseball coach, I had different ambitions. And then I started realizing what you can actually do as a strength coach of just being able to be around more athletes and coaches. And, you're in the trenches, the limelight's not ever on you, which is both good and bad in some regards. But when you get to see those student athletes have, start reaching their goals and you're a part of it, there's nothing more fulfilling. And just even right now with Noblesville's, cross-country teams, boys and girls soccer is going so far, even though I'm not there right now, knowing those kids and those coaches, just this past weekend just completely filled me up, filled my bucket of excitement for them. So, yeah. That's a lot of the why of what we do.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian Clark, strength and conditioning coach, and so much more. But you're starting a new thing, and that's why we're bringing you here on Catholic Sports Weekly. It is called D1 Training, right? D1.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen your advertisements for it already. Tell me what D1 is, and we know it's coming to Finch Creek Park in Noblesville.
Yes, sir. So what D1 Training and Therapy is, it's a business where it's an athletic-based training facility, and it's not a trendy type thing. And what I mean by that is that we are athletically based and scientifically driven. Most people think D1, well, it's just an athlete who has aspirations to play Division I, and that's not the case. For us, an athlete is anybody who has goals and has some commitment. So for us, we're going to take athletes or general people from the ages of 7 all the way through adults and offer them, again, scientifically based training. We work on 8-week macro cycles. We have combine trainings at the end of every 8 weeks, and some people think that's like the NFL, but it's not. It's just more of a celebration of who you are and what you're doing. We meet weekly with all of our athletes. You'll notice we don't call anybody clients. Everybody's an athlete in there. And it's really a unique setting because most places don't offer a kind of a collegiate or high-level high school pro-type training. And I know that might scare some people off, but we do everything off of assessments and screening for individuals. So you're really getting a holistic approach from a total body standpoint. And there's about 5 components that we do all the time. And when you come in there, it's a 60-minute workout. We're going to do a good dynamic warm-up like you'll see your athletes do. We're going to do some performance warm-up training. We're going to do about a 15-minute strength training segment. We'll do core and conditioning and a cool-down. And then from there, you have different options of you want your overtimes for sports-specific skills or more speed, athletic development. But whatever it is, whatever your goals are, myself and our coaches, we will guide you with you to help reach your goals. So to be inside Finch Creek and still be here in Noblesville area is a dream come true. God has blessed me and my family in so many different ways, and we just can't wait to get started.
Yeah, I know you guys are still kind of doing the build out there at Finch Creek Fieldhouse. If you go there now, I mean, it's a lot of basketball courts. It's an indoor baseball and football turf. It's everything you could imagine. But yours is going to be a little different. It's going to be a place that adds some weight training, correct?
Correct.
And you're going to try to have the build out and maybe get started in early February as a goal, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, Finch Creek has done a great job with 165,000 square feet for about every athletic entity you can imagine, but ours is going to be, in addition to that, about another 10,000 square feet with our turf inside our own part of the building and strength conditioning equipment. So, you know, really with Finch, and there's also another very renowned medical hospital going to come in and do some therapy and training. It'll be a one-stop shop for everybody, and I think that's great, especially in a world of having a multitask for parents. You know, parents can come in there, and their son or daughter might have 2 hours, a couple days a week of training or games, and they can come in there and get their workout as well. So, again, it's, you know, we're really excited for the location and all the opportunities that come with it.
Yeah. So a guy like me, you know, let's say someone listening to this show, 50-something, 60 to 70 pounds at least overweight.
Okay. Come on now.
No, it's at least that. And I want to be a better golfer. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm not trying to make it to D1. I'm just trying to enjoy my golf game more, and I need to get rid of some of that belly to enjoy that. Is D1 a place that I could go?
Absolutely. And actually, before I even get into the strength part of it, is we're actually also looking to have golf simulators there with a gentleman with Elevation Golf, and have sports psychology with Dr. Rob Bell, and actually vision training with Dr. Joe LaPlaca. So when you come into D1, it's much more than that. Now, when you first sit down and we have our meeting about your goals that you just stated, we'll go through medical history, but then we'll start you in what would be our athletic Devo program. And for that, that's the adult area, and we're going to kind of start guiding you through just getting a total body fitness-type movement things. And the reason why we want to do that is to see where your imbalances and asymmetries are. So now you look into golf, okay? You want to have a good golf swing. People think lifting weights is going to hurt your swing. Couldn't be anything further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you start equaling out your body, number one, you're going to reduce risk of injuries. But number two now, when you start feeling those muscles, now you're in more control, you have more balance, and then you're going to get that club head speed coming through as well. So many things that start to trickle down effect in a positive manner, we'll be able to provide and guide you through that.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian Clark. Strength conditioning training, and D1 is coming to Noblesville. It's already in Speedway, right? There's a D1 in Speedway.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, Jeff Teague owns that one.
Oh, okay. And you were saying you can help adults or kids can, you know, maybe live their dream. But you and I have talked before about sports and the game and being around a team and leadership qualities that you learn that really affect you your whole life in everything, no matter what you choose to do. You're a big believer in that, aren't you?
100%. And that's actually one of the things that's attracted me most to D1 is character is the underlying foundation of everything that we do there. And it's the same thing I've always done with, you know, I've been forced to train over 11,000 athletes, and every day talking about character. I mean, you can break that down in your performance and moral skills. That transfers to life. You know, that performance, break it down in one area, just being a hard worker, or the moral being honest, loyal, et cetera. All those things are transferable. And especially in a weight strength and conditioning area, we literally want you to fail. Number one, for the overload principle to get stronger. But number two, that's life.
Yeah.
You're going to fail, and to pick you up and dust you off and point you in the right direction and learn how to face adversity and adapt and adjust, overcome. It's truly the best, in my opinion, classroom on the planet. Because you can do so many things and learn so many things from it.
Well, you build so much confidence, don't you? And that helps you in your daily life.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Brandon Knight, who was with IU, had a great career. He's now with the Dallas Cowboys. I'll never forget, clear as day, his junior year. Didn't say very much in high school. He finally hit a 235 power clean. Then all of a sudden, next day he walked in, that young man had some swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time he left us, he was a 315-pound power clean. It's amazing what happens when that confidence starts to build.
Yeah, you touched on football. How concerned are you about the future of that game? There's been so much with safety concerns.
Sure.
And,
you know, I tell you, you know, I've got a son who's involved at the younger levels too. I know numbers fluctuate up and down. You know, I do think there are some concerns because I think a lot of it has to do with education. I think there's a lot of poor information out there regarding injuries. I think there's obviously some good information that's helped change the game. But overall, I think to keep the game alive and going well and to keep parents maybe more confident in the game itself, you know, educating both coaches and players and parents is critical. Making sure in practices, you know, basic things like proper tackling techniques, such as not leading with the head, making sure the fields are set up properly, and having great equipment is critical. I know Coach Roden at Noblesville has spent the last year or so making sure the equipment's top-notch for those players. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the most important things, if you look at the concussion area, if you're looking to reduce the amount of concussions you're seeing, it's the situations that we put our kids in. And it's limiting those concussion opportunities at practices and really kind of having a set volume set with that and how you expose your kids to that and how you alter your practices. Yeah. Now, from a strength standpoint, there's definitely scientific research to show that neck strength training exercises have shown to reduce concussions. So as strength coaches, there's various ways we can do that. So I think it's more awareness. Yeah. And putting your kids in a proper spot with the right coaches and the right equipment. And I think everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I know in this show we talk a lot about faith and leadership and how that teamwork of being around a group of people can really help you. And I would hate to see athletics go away, or especially football go away, because, like you said before, it is a great classroom that teaches so much more than how to win a game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that goes back to those character skills. You know, in addition, learn how to communicate with one another. Even if you don't like that person that day, or you don't like your coach, the team-building aspect of it, once again, that learning to fail is a big deal, and dealing with adversity. And also how to handle success and how to handle failure. The list can go on and on and on. And I've yet to see any student or athlete have coming out of athletics with not learning something. They may not have liked their experience or win-loss record. They've always learned something. And over the 20 years I've done this, I've had hundreds of athletes come back and say, Coach, I regret that I quit this sport and specialize in this, or I'm so thankful I stuck with it. So it's really an exciting venue to be a part of and just be a small part of these kids' lives.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brian Clark. Coach Clark, for what you do, give us real quick if there's any way to connect with you or contact you with this new venture with D1.
Sure, yeah. If you want to email me at HoosierSportsPerformance@gmail.com. That's my current email right now. Or you have Brian.Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, at D1Training.com. And send me a message. I'll get you some information. We'll kind of go from there.
Well, go for it, Coach. I'm excited for you and looking forward to the next step in your career.
I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate being on here.
All right. That's Coach Clark. We're back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
We have something new to offer you at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It's a link to My Catholic Life, a resource for traditional Catholic prayers, daily reflections, Catholic Q&A, Divine Mercy prayers, free online books on all kinds of Catholic topics, a complete searchable Catholic Bible, and a whole lot more. Great Catholic content at your fingertips and all free to you from My Catholic Life and your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Polar bears are uncomfortable in Arizona. Parrots avoid Alaska. And you shouldn't get too comfortable here. God's got a place for you that's so much better. Heaven. Some environments are just better than others. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, the show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. High school football this Friday night. Sectionals continue. 5A Sectional 13 Cathedral will host Terre Haute South. That game is at Tech High School. In 3A, got a lot of teams still kicking. Sectional 28, Guerin Catholic got a nice win last week on the road at Yorktown. They host West Lafayette, and Chittard beat Brebeuf 49-7. Chittard is at North Montgomery. Sectional 29, Ritter still kicking. They play at Greencastle. And in 2A, Cecina, also a winner, they will host Shenandoah this Friday night. Hey, congrats to the Guerin Catholic boys soccer team. They did not win last week in the Seminole State. Remember, their coach was on our show. They got beat in penalty kicks. But what a great season for Guerin Catholic boys soccer. Congratulations. Well, you know, October, it was the Pray the Rosary month, but also it was National Domestic Violence Month. It spawned a new project, a new team. We're here with Bob Dunlap. There's a campaign starting. It's called the 100 Men Campaign. And we do talk sports on this show. It's called Catholic Sports Weekly. but a team, I guess, that is forming are the 100 men. What is that all about, Bob Dunlap?
Hey, Will, thank you so much. I'm involved in Prevail, as you know, and one of the outreaches of Prevail is to educate people about domestic violence, and it starts with men. Men need to understand the effects and impacts of domestic violence and what's committed towards, you know, women and children and so forth. So what 100 Men is about is developing male leaders in the community that can get out and carry that message. And part of that message is doing service projects in different areas and functions like financial literacy or in art and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. I know we in our church, we talk a lot about, as a church, sometimes we're not as good at evangelization as other denominations. We kind of know that, but we're working on it. We're getting better. And I think that it's a charge to a lot of Catholic men, isn't it, to get more involved?
Absolutely. It's amazing how many people in the community don't even know about Prevail to begin with, mm-hmm. know there's a resource, you know, for victims of domestic violence, let alone have the education. So obviously you have both the male side and the female side, right? And there's obviously been a lot of discussion about helping the people that are victims, but let's do a better job of educating people out there to make sure that they don't put themselves in a position where they're committing domestic violence. And it starts with our youth. Our youth need to understand what are acceptable practices as far as treating women and other people. So
yeah,
that's what it's all about.
When you think about teams and you know, high school teams or college teams, I mean, there's 100 men right there on a football team, young men, but they could be mentored too by this group, correct? I mean, that's what you're trying to do, is to teach young men, boys, mm-hmm. that you can't hit a woman. You can't do some of the things that ends, you know, maybe someone, they end up at Prevail because of what happened. That's what this is about, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, we're stronger as a team, right? When we lock our arms together, we become stronger. When more people take a stance against something, the word gets out and so forth. And that's kind of what this is all about, mm-hmm. is just accountability, knowing there are resources out there to take care of this. And if you know somebody who is violent, you know, towards women, now is an opportunity for you to reach out to them and let them know there's an organization that can help them out too.
Catholic men, we can be an incredible team, can't we?
Absolutely. The more the better.
Thank you, Bob. PrevailInc.com is the best place to go to get more information. PrevailInc.com. Well, that'll do it. Thanks to all my guests this week, Brian Clark, Ryan Deem, and Bob Dunlap. And we'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.